The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat?" He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. If you have young kids or kids in high school, you know we're in full academic swing. At Notre Dame, we started last week, packed school, about 230 kids or so. And it's always fun, you know, the energy when the kids are back to school, excited, seeing their friends. And so part of my role as well, I visit the school, I teach confirmation classes to the seventh graders. Let's just say, for instance, if I go and visit the second graders, cute little kids, and I decided as a treat to bake them home cookies. And I go to class and I pass out the cookies. You know very well, I need to make sure that each cookie is the same size. Because what would happen if I give one kid a cookie and another kid who has another cookie that's a little slightly bigger? What are they gonna say? "That's not fair! He has more cookies than I do. I want the same cookie." And it's hilarious as parents. We see this if you raise your own kids, because kids have an inherent sense of fairness, don't they? In much the same way with this analogy of the Lord, which compares the kingdom of heaven to a landowner who hires workers for his vineyard. And what do the ones who are hired earlier say? What are they doing? Well, they're acting like second graders. "It's not fair. They're cookie. I get a bigger cookie because I'm working harder than these other ones." And the Lord chastises them. "You're still thinking like the world." You see, the beauty of our faith, so oftentimes we can hear this, is that the whole goal of the Christian faith, again, is union with God, eternal life, from which we are created. We're created for eternal life with our Heavenly Father. And so oftentimes we can get caught up in the rat race. "I've been a faithful Christian for 80 years, going to Mass every single Sunday. I pray my rosaries." And then this guy on his deathbed converts to Christianity. And he'll be right next to me in heaven. That's not fair, God. I was serving you the entire time. Do you see that worldliness? That second grader still in us. Or another analogy where the Lord says that, how many of you would not abandon 99 sheep to go after the one? You remember that beautiful analogy? When our Lord says that analogy, and he says, how many of you would abandon the other 99? Nobody would. Why? Because if you leave the 99, you leave them vulnerable to the wolves and to the thieves. And to go after one, it makes no economic sense. We have to look at this as a father who desires his lost children. That's the whole point. What our Lord is trying to get at, this is not about arithmetic or economics or an equation. It's about eternal life. And when you look at it that way, we realize, okay. It was never about cookies anyway.